All right. I want to greet you all this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come before you and we thank you for your goodness, for your mercy. We just ask your blessing, Father, upon this time together. Fill us with your Spirit. Give us wisdom, Father. And again, we thank you for all that you do. Guide our words. Give us ears to hear, and eyes to see, hearts to apply, Father. Again, we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Shut that. Right, again, I want to greet you this morning in the precious name of our Lord and Savior. Thank you. Let's turn to Psalm chapter 45. In the Septuagint, it'd be chapter 46 in King James. Just begin in verse 8. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our protector. Come, behold the works of the Lord, the wonders he wrought on the earth. When he makes war cease to the ends of the earth, he will bring the bow and shatter the weapon. He will burn up the shields in fire. Verse 11 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our protector. I want to kind of focus here just for a moment. It says, behold, the Lord is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. Just want to give us a little word of encouragement here. The God of Jacob is our protector. It says, come behold the works of the Lord. Just want to reflect a minute. Just the Lord is with us and he will return. He will cause wars to cease to the ends of the earth. He will break the bow and shatter the weapon. And he will burn up the shields in the fire. And it says, be still and know that I am God. In other words, when we look all around us, we can see trouble and problems all around us. We can see that life is difficult at best. I mean, there's times that things go pretty well. There's times we seem like we're just really doing well, prosperous. But in general, life is hard. It's just pretty difficult. We see that all around us. We see it in our own lives. That, you know, as much as we, you know, want to paint a pretty picture, or people want to sell things and have a pretty picture about how wonderful everything is. Life is hard. Life is a struggle. Job said that man is born of trouble as the sparks fly upward. If you ever watched a fire, the sparks go upward. And so just as those sparks go upward, or in the Septuagint it says, as a baby bird is bound to fly and take to the sky, man is born with troubles. We have an enemy in this world, and he wants to destroy us. He wants to give us problems. He wants to get us discouraged. And the way you overcome that is not by pretending everything is okay. It's not by taking a bunch of pills. Heard it, the little pills have given them a name, Ignoritol. So you can just take the pill and ignore all your problems and everything just looks rosy and good. But that is not how you overcome that. The way we overcome is to know that God is in control. That's why he says, be still and know that I am God. When you're going through troubles, when you're going through struggles, quit looking at all the problems. Just stop and be still and know that he is God. Know that he is in control of all of these things. This is something that's very difficult for us. That some of the things we go through, we wonder, why are we going through them? Why am I having these struggles that I'm having? Why am I having the problems that I'm having? Why has God given me this lot in life to go through? Why has he set me aside at this point in my life? We can get all discouraged about that. We can let it get us down. We can let it cause us problems. Or we can be still and know that he is God. You know, we've said it many times before. The only thing in this life that we can control is our attitude. That is the only thing we have control of. It doesn't matter how much we try or how hard we try to correct everything or to keep everything in order. The only thing we can do is control our attitude. And that's difficult. It's so easy to slide into a downward spiral with our attitude. But stop. Be still and know that he is God. We can, oftentimes, it's all that we can do is just to have a smile on our face sometimes. All that we can do is just tolerate everything that around us and just stop for a moment and thank the Lord for it. And you know what? That's the greatest thing that any man can accomplish in this world. We think greatness is when we accomplish something big or we're really doing something. Sometimes we can't do anything. Our situation has forced us into stopping us in our tracks. That's when it's real. That's when the test is real. That's when everything is really what it is. And when we can stop in that situation and just say, I'm going to be still and know that God is in control. And know that God is in control. And we can just be happy and content with what the devil throws at us. Then we have accomplished something. We're not accomplishing anything when everything's going right and we're just gaining on every hand. Everything we touch turns to gold. No, anyone can do that. If anyone's given the Midas touch, they can be happy and things can go well. But when God takes everything away from you, when God sidelines you, then is the opportunity given to us to really be successful in life. Anybody can appear successful when everything goes well, but that means absolutely nothing. It only means something when you can't be successful, when everything you touch turns black to ashes, when everything around you is falling apart. Then you can still hold up your head and know that he is God. I think that's what we learned about from Job. Whenever we read about Job, it wasn't all the successes that he had that made him a great man. It was his success in absolute failure that made him a great man. We can't learn anything when everything goes our way. We just think we're getting smarter and wiser and more prosperous when everything just rolls our way. But that is all a puff of smoke. Take all that away and see what you have. That's what the man is. That's what the man is. That's what is eternal. All of that other stuff is just smoke and mirrors. And people fall for it. We fall for it. We see people being prosperous and being successful and think that they've really got things in order. But there's nothing to it. Nothing to it. It's only what's left. That when we stand before the Lord on the judgment day, after the fire passes over us, it's not all our great accomplishments that's going to survive. It's what we did with our failures. What we did with the things that we thought were great. When they're all destroyed, that's what's going to be left. Be still and know that I am God. Life is very difficult. I heard the little song just recently, "Let the Sun Shine In." And it talks about that when you're discouraged. It talks about that the devil loves to have us discouraged. And we can open up our heart and let the sun shine in. We can do that anytime. Let the sun shine in. Let the sun shine in. Open up your heart and let the sun shine in. You're smiling, it says smilers, or someone that has that, and I'm not talking just a big cheesy smile, I'm talking about someone who has the joy of this smile in their heart. They never lose. They never lose. But a frowner never wins. We'll have to look into that song and sing it sometime. Sometimes we don't always have the answers. I don't know how many times people have come and wanted me to give them some quick answer. And all I could tell them was be still. Be still a while. And let God answer. But you need to be still. The command that God has given us here is be still and know that I am God. Young people, they want to jump in and do something and they want to have something moving all the time and just got to keep busy and just want to be rolling and looking and appearing successful and gaining and going. More learning. Apply it to people seeking after religion. They want to learn. They want to know. They want experience. They want wisdom. They want discernment. But they want it right now. And that is absolutely not how you get it. You get it by being still. These boys gave a lot of good verses. And the lesson this morning was about discernment. Wisdom. Some people just call it common sense. It's one of the least used things in the world. It's one of the least acquired things in the world. Because we're chasing after it, trying to get it ourselves. And God's saying, be still. And know that I am God. How many times we've tried to counsel people. And instead of listening and hearing, they run off and try to find their own answers. when the simple answer is be still. Be still. Good things don't come overnight. Good things don't happen when they just fall in your lap. If they do, they're worthless. There's no value to you at all. They're no value to you. Anything that just falls in your lap that's given to you has no value at all. It's the things that are toiled over, that sweat over, that are given and cost, that something that holds value to you. And that's the same way it is in eternity. The way you learn wisdom, it's experience guided by wisdom. We need to learn things, not just know things. I don't know, just an example of discernment. I don't know how many times I've heard people say the exact right thing to someone at the exact wrong moment. They think they're full of wisdom because they have the answer, but they don't have the discernment to realize that now is not the time to give the answer. That's what the verse, the boys, many of the boys said that discernment, let me look at it, Proverbs 11. Oh, man, I have a verse. Roger, what was your verse? 11:10. A man in need of discernment treats citizens with contempt, but a man of discernment keeps quiet. A man in need of discernment spouts off the answer because he thinks he's given a wise answer. And he's more interested in puffing himself up, showing someone that he knows the answer. That's what it means to treat someone in contempt. Be more concerned about how you're going to look in this situation than whether you're trying to actually impart some wisdom to someone else that might seem foolish to them. But a man of discernment keeps quiet. He knows when to have a word fitly spoken is like apples of gold, you know, linings of silver, it says. A word fitly spoken, it takes discernment to do that. To be able to say things that are hard to say, but to know when to say them. That's where discernment comes in. Sometimes we don't have the answers. But a wise person will know that God is in control. Will be patient to be set on the sideline and wait for God and His timing. A wise person will hear the Lord and wait on Him. So many times we've tried to give advice to someone or give counsel to someone and just tell them to wait, and they don't want to hear it. You know, one of the most difficult things is when you have answers and you give it to someone and they don't want to listen to it. You know exactly what that person needs. You know that the decisions that they're making are going to be devastating to them. And you try to give them that information. You try to help them and they reject it. You know, it's one thing, we spend so much time looking for answers and waiting for answers, looking for someone who's ready to hear answers. And someone comes and we give them advice, and then they don't take it. That's discouraging. It's discouraging to have the answer to problems and then have no one to listen to it. Jesus said to Jerusalem, "Oh, how many times I would have gathered you under my wing like a hen gathers her chicks. I would just invite you to come in, but you would not." Jesus knew that disappointment, that discouragement. He had answers for people, but no one would listen. Very few would listen. Very few would listen. It's difficult for us. When we found some answers, we try to give them to other people. We try to help people with them. And they refuse to listen. They listen to everybody else in the world, but they won't hear us. God is giving us some very good advice. When you need a question, when you need an answer, be still and know that I am God. Exactly opposite of what we would think. We would think, I better go buy a couple of books and figure out all the answers. I better just get all this figured out. That's wisdom. No, it isn't. Wisdom comes from above. It's nothing you can figure out yourself. Discernment comes from God. There's only light and darkness in the world. You can't go get light from the devil. You can't get light from yourself. It is given to us. And the way we find it is be still and know that I am God. That's where it comes from. Discernment is so precious. Wisdom is so valuable and so scarce. Discernment is so valuable and so scarce. And so many people are chasing after it, wishing they had it, wanting it, but doing everything they can to avoid how God says it, you get it. Verses here in Proverbs 11, above this, verse 8, it says, "There is a snare for citizens in the mouth of the ungodly." There's a snare for citizens in the mouth of the ungodly. Talking about deception. There's a snare for people. There's deception for people in the mouth of the ungodly. What is the mouth of the ungodly? It's someone telling you they've got all the answers. It's someone telling you just exactly what they think you need to hear. It's someone telling you things that you want to hear. Yeah, just do this, do this, do this, and all your problems will be solved. So the person goes about and just does this, 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 and this, and it all just falls right into place. There's a snare there. There's a snare there. But the perception of the righteous is prosperous. There's a snare for the citizen in the mouth of the ungodly, but the perception of the righteous is prosperous. The perception of the righteous. It's not having all the answers. It's understanding. Maybe not even be able to put it in words. But to understand, to have that perception. That's what discernment is. It's perception. When to apply this, when not to. and it's prosperous. A city stays upright in the good things of the citizens. Strength comes in just in its citizens. You know, we can change all the laws, we can change all the rules, but when the citizens are corrupt, everything is corrupt. People have said that in times past, there was a man sent to find out what the key to the United States prosperity was. And he reported back, he said, the people are good. Why is the government working so well there when it falls apart in every other country? He says, because the people are good. When you take the goodness out of the people, I don't care what kind of government you have, it'll fall. It's rotten. A city stays upright in the good things of the citizens. What makes a church successful? It's not the government. It's not the overseer. It's not the leader. It's when the people want goodness. When the people have a heart after God. When the people are willing to be still and know that He is God. God will impart that. The righteousness will come through that. So many people have come to us and said they love to see the fruit that we've produced. They love to see the fellowship that we have. And they come in and the first thing they want to do is start implementing things. Start changing things. I don't know how many times we've seen it. People come from states or countries where there's corruption and there's evil and there's bad. And they just want to come to an area, and I love this area, where there's some similitude of goodness here. There's good people here. And first thing, people move in and they want to come in and they just want to start changing things. Well, if that attracted you here, sit down and learn what the key is instead of bringing your garbage with you. You left that for a reason. Leave it all there. And it's the same way with churches. If you come into a church to find something because it looks like they've got something together, don't start trying to monkey with it as soon as you get there. A city stays upright in good things of the righteous, but it is razed to the ground by the mouths of the ungodly. It's burned to the ground by the ungodly. It's tore up by the people who are trying to fix it. People with wisdom trying to fix things. Then it says, a man in need of discernment treats his citizens with contempt, but a man of discernment keeps quiet. Goes to verse 2. The last, whenever arrogance enters, there also is dishonor. Whenever arrogance enters, there also is dishonor. One of the boys mentioned one of the things he needed to learn was to respect his elders, to respect those that are above him. There's respect there. Whenever arrogance enters, there is dishonor. Arrogance dishonors those that are above them. But the mouth of the humble meditates on wisdom. The mouth of the humble meditates on wisdom. True humility is seeing something that's right and good, and instead of trying to correct it or tweak it or fix it, you meditate on its goodness. Meditate on wisdom. Get wisdom. Get discernment. Does that mean you need to go to school? Does that mean you need to learn Greek? Does that mean you need to learn Hebrew? Does that mean That, does that mean you need to memorize the Bible? No. We need to learn to be still and know that He is God. He holds it all in His hands. And it'll all be just how He wants it to be. We can either choose to be on His side in it, or we can go fix something and pretend like we're on His side. Thy will be done. Whatever happens, whatever state we find ourselves in, be content. Doesn't mean everything's happy. Doesn't mean it isn't hard. Doesn't mean it isn't a burden. Doesn't mean it feels like you weigh 800 pounds trying to carry a burden. But we can still be content and be happy and know that He is God. May the Lord add His blessings to His words. Anyone have anything you want to share? All right, you children, you little children, maybe 6 or 7. It's raining outside. Is the sun shining? Is the sun shining, Hope? Is the sun shining? It's raining. Okay, don't think so, huh? It's kind of dark and cloudy outside. Is the sun shining, Marcia? Huh? Okay, no. What about you? No? No? Okay. About a little bit older. Roger, sun shining? Think it is? Sure it is. Sun always shining. It's just clouds get in the way. You can't see it, but it's still shining, ain't it? The clouds are in the way and you can't see it, but it's still shining, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. That's the way it is with life. A lot of times there's cloudy days. A lot of times we can't see. A lot of times it gets just... In fact, at night... Does the sun shine at night? No. What about you? Does the sun shine at night? Does the sun shine at night? You know what? Sun's still shining at night. It's just on the other side of the world. You can't see it. But it's still there. It's still shining. It doesn't quit shining. It shines all the time. But we can't see it. That's the way it is with God. Sometimes it's pitch black in our lives. Sometimes it's just dark and there's no sight of any hope of sunlight. But the sun is still shining. Be still and know that I am God. Be still. Whatever the darkness, whatever the clouds, whatever the troubles, whatever the dimness of the future, God is still in charge. Be still. And know that He is God. May the Lord bless you.
what?